Upfront Books presents an abridged edition of Fundamentals of Clinical Trials, written by Lawrence M. Friedman, Kurt D. Furberg, and David L. Demetz, and narrated by Douglas Martin. Chapter 1. Introduction to Clinical Trials. The evolution of the modern clinical trial dates back to the 18th century. Lind, in his classical study on board the Salisbury, evaluated 6 treatments for scurvy in 12 patients. One of the two, who was given oranges and lemons, recovered quickly and was fit for duty after 6 days. The second was the best recovered of the others and was assigned the role of nurse to the remaining 10 patients. Several other comparative studies were also conducted in the 18th and 19th centuries. The comparison groups comprised literature controls, other historical controls, and concurrent controls. The concept of randomization was first introduced by Fisher and applied in agricultural research in 1926. The first clinical trial that used a form of random assignment of participants to study groups was reported in 1931 by Amberson, McMahon, and Pinner. After careful matching of 24 patients with pulmonary tuberculosis into comparable groups of 12 each, a flip of a coin determined which group received cinacrocin, a gold compound commonly used at that time. The British Medical Research Council trial of streptomycin in patients with tuberculosis, reported in 1948, was the first to use random numbers in the allocation of individual participants to experimental and control groups. The principle of blindness was also introduced in the trial by Amberson and his colleagues. The participants were not aware of whether they received intravenous injections of cinacrocin or distilled water. In a trial of cold vaccines in 1938, Deal and co-workers referred to the saline solution given to the subjects in the control group as a placebo. One of the early trials from the National Cancer Institute of the National Institutes of Health in 1960 randomly assigned patients with leukemia to either 6-azoracil or placebo. No treatment benefit was observed in this double-blind trial. It is only in the past several decades that the clinical trial has emerged as the preferred method in the evaluation of medical interventions. Techniques of implementation and special methods of analysis have been developed during this period. Many of the principles have their origins in work by Hill. The authors of this book have spent their careers at the U.S. National Institutes of Health and Academia. Therefore, many of the examples reflect this experience. We also cite papers which review the history of clinical trials development at the NIH. The purpose of this chapter is to define clinical trials, review the need for them, and discuss timing and phasing of clinical trials. Fundamental point. A properly planned and executed clinical trial is a powerful experimental technique for assessing the effectiveness of an intervention. What is a clinical
sample complete. Ready to continue?